This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Congressman Gowdy, before you were a congressman, you were a prosecutor, and a good prosecutor at that. Would you be prosecuting the statement of the now Attorney General at his hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee for perjury?
No, ma'am. I don't know 1/100th of what I would need to know. It's not a crime to make a false statement. You have to know that it's false. It has to be material. I mean, keep in mind, Greta, I didn't even sign the letter referring Secretary Clinton's testimony before the Benghazi committee to the Department of Justice. There were other Republicans who did. I didn't do that. There were a half dozen false statements. It has to be material. There has to be an intent to deceive, none of which I have any evidence of. So, no, I wouldn't prosecute the case because I was guaranteed to lose it.
All right. Now, where do you think this is leaking up? Because it appears to me this new information, the New York Times, I think, first reported it, it appears to me it's coming out of the government, that these conversations with the Russian ambassador and the attorney general and two other people in the room. Does it seem that the intelligence community perhaps is still angry at the president for things he said?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I can tell you this, Greta. We had Director Comey before HPSI this morning, and I want every facet of this investigated. I want Russia is not our friend. So I want to be crystal clear about that. I want every facet of their attempts to interfere or influence with any facet of our society, from elections to infrastructure, investigate it all. But Congress is not equipped to investigate crime. We don't have the tools to do it. We are welcome to investigate allegations of constitutional injury, but allegations of criminal activity, we're not equipped to do.
You know, quite interesting what he just said, and maybe that tells you why, his committee to investigate Benghazi ended up where it did. And just as he said, from a prosecutor's standpoint, he knew, though there was there, you got to get into the intent. Is it a situation that he could prove without a doubt that Hillary Clinton lied? And, man, you're down a rabbit hole here that obviously, you know, they went through the process. Everybody could pull out of the hearings what they wanted to pull out, I guess. But I think it's quite revealing, Scott, the statements that he just made, because I think it frames his worldview without a doubt about how he conducted Benghazi. And I have a lot of respect, you know, for Trey Gowdy. I'm glad that he is there pursuing the truth. But he's real in terms of what he can do and cannot do. And, I believe that what Jeff Sessions did, though some people are uncomfortable with, that he recused himself, that's fine. Hey, take a step back, but I'm concerned about making sure that the right people are picking, if there's going to be a special investigator, that we look at it. And what Trey Gowdy pointed to here is that this is a complex issue. It's not just about the Russians. But I'm saying, hey, while we're looking at it, and we're looking at the whole voting process, because there was a lot of discussion, even from the president himself as candidate Trump, talking about how the system was rigged, you know, what was going on, how people's thumbs were on the scales. Maybe there should be a real in-depth, you know, investigation on this. They have the money, they have the tools in which they can look into this, not only see what has happened with the Russians and any involvement they may have had in interference, Chinese, whoever else was involved with the process. And, oh, yeah, let's talk about domestically. What's happening domestically? Do we have a confidence that our voting machines are being you know, that they're not being tampered with. You know, let's open it wide up and let's investigate it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I want to remind you, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we encourage you to get involved in the conversation. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Just keep those cards and letters coming in. Just like Jordan Goodman, who just keeps that information, you know, about our economy. He's America's money answers man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Well, the bulls continue to run, Jordan, huh?
Big time. Right after the State of the Union, the Dow jumped over 300 points. We're over 21,000 on the Dow. Now, remember, I stuck my neck out. I said we're going to hit 23,000 by the end of the year. So
wow.
We're already at 21,000.
We got to hit 21 before we get to 23, and here we
were. But the direction is right.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I think the speech really calmed people down a little bit. If we get tax reforms, he's talking about, if we get deregulation, which is already happening to some extent, get companies moving jobs back here. So earnings in many industries are looking quite good. Consumer confidence is at a 15-year high. Just a lot of good numbers happening these days.
All we got to do is get the Democrats to understand they're part of the home team.
I don't think they ever will. No.
I don't think so.
No. They're going to resist everything the entire way. In fact, during the speech, they're just sitting on their hands.
Yes.
Most of the women were wearing white because they were like the suffragettes or something like that.
Yeah, right. And then thumbing down some of the things he was saying, you know, it's come
right.
on, you know, how disrespectful.
They're going to get no respect, no cooperation on anything, particularly, the changing of Obamacare. They've got majorities. They're going to have to ram it through, unfortunately. I mean, it would be nice if there was more bipartisanship. But very unlikely to happen here.
Well, you still have some of those seats that are up for grabs, and if the message back home to the voters is that their elected official was nothing but an obstructionist, and it just doesn't make sense. I mean, here you are, you've got an opportunity to meet and converse with the president to be part of the solution, and you've got statements like Maxine Waters. Well, he's not my president.
Right. Well, or they want to impeach him.
What country are you involved in? What country are you a congresswoman for?
Yeah. So, I mean, if people actually start seeing results, which they certainly see in the stock market, I think that'll solidify his base. I mean, the stock market has added about $3.5 trillion in market value in the last 4 months or so since the election. That is staggeringly a lot. And the stock market predicts the direction the economy is going to go. And then you've got the Federal Reserve as well, exactly, which meets on March 14th and 15th. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point they're going to raise their interest rates a quarter point. And normally that would be considered a negative thing, Bill. That would mean, right, oh, my God, they're raising rates. That's a horrible thing. But in fact,
it's a good sign.
People think that's a good thing right
yeah,
now.
Right, exactly. So
because the economy is growing so much, I mean, inflation's still low. It's roughly 2%. Mm-hmm. But the Fed can't get too far behind them. We still have rates at very, very low levels, yeah, almost emergency levels,
right,
when the economy is really growing here. So that's telling you something if the stock market's fine about the Fed raising interest rates, because I think they're going to raise them a total of three times this year, the first one of those being on March 15th.
Well, everything that Trump is proposing is based on a robust economy. You know,
right,
getting back up to 3-4% GDP. It's almost impossible to be at 1.5%. But we had our former president able to do that quite efficiently. And it hurt us.
I think one of the big deals, Bill, is regulation. And,
right,
and that really held us back in various ways.
Right.
I mean, I could do it any industry, but just say the oil and gas alone.
Exactly.
We're going to have much more drilling for oil and gas. And these are high-paid, high-benefit kinds of jobs that are out there. So because of environmental and labor and other kinds of regulations, it was really hard to drill for new oil and gas. We've got the oil and gas. We've got the technology. And you're seeing the rig count going back up again. You're seeing pipelines built like the XL pipeline and the Dakota Access pipeline. So all these things, that's just one industry going to be helped, which is going to create a lot of jobs right there.
Jordan, it's all about the middle class. The middle class was decimated under President Obama. It galls me to hear Chuck Schumer and the other Democrats talking about, you know, Trump's plans to kill the middle class. There's not much left to kill. They already killed it.
Yes, right.
And, you know.
Well,
like,
that's right. That's right. And,
you know,
and they're going to come back, I think, in this area and a lot of different areas. So when you get consumer confidence high, investor confidence high, I mean, one just is, this week we had Snapchat go public, went up to $17 a share, immediately went up to $25, up about a 40% gain. Here's a company that didn't exist 5 years ago.
Exactly.
It's now worth something over $40 billion. I mean, that gives you a sense of what the dynamic
day, right,
of the economy are. In one day, that's correct.
Know. That's unbelievable. But see, and then we had a conversation with a small business director with Bank of America yesterday, Jordan,
mm-hmm,
and she said, based on their new survey, especially with Hispanic businesses, wow, the optimism is just very,
yeah,
very
small
high.
Small business
very
optimism.
Excited. Right.
And that's what leads to hiring. When,
yes,
when businesses are optimistic, they're going to see more sales, they expand. There's some part of this is financial, but a part of it is psychological, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when you get consumer confidence, business confidence, investor confidence moving up, that in itself can make things, people make decisions to go buy, to invest, to hire, to grow, and that in itself kind of makes things look. So this is what John Maynard Keynes, the famous economist, used to call the animal spirits are alive again.
Exactly. Well, with these animal spirits rising and the Democrats being rather stubborn and obstructionist, boy, they're setting themselves up for obsolescence, aren't they?
Well, in many cases, I think in the 2018 election, there are 10 seats that are currently held by Democrats in states that Trump won.
Yes.
So those people are feeling very vulnerable right now, and we'll see if they change. I doubt they will. But I mean, can you imagine what would happen that if you turned 10 seats and then if you had over 60 votes in the Senate, then they wouldn't have to deal with the Democrats at all. Right now, they're going to have to deal with them in various places.
Yeah, exactly. But look at, you know, they can thank, you know, Mr. Reid for the installation of the nuclear option. And he really opened up that door. So it's coming
right
back, you know, like, you know, kind of like that submarine movie, you know, The Hunt for Red October, right?
It keeps coming back.
<It's> like,
well, I think that's what's going to happen with Gorsuch. I mean, I think they're going to have the hearings. And they're going to, you know, not get 60 votes, and they'll do the nuclear option and get them in that way. That's unfortunately, I think, what's going to happen there.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, because here it is, you've got, what, 85% of the country saying, we like this guy.
Yeah. They're going to vote against them anyway.
That's a huge, I mean, you know, it's bad enough. And as you say, after Trump's joint session speech, I thought, you know, is even, I mean, even some of the staunch Democrats said, at that moment, you know, at that time, at that speech, he became the president of the United
yes.
States.
Yes. He was much more presidential, and I think that was a good thing, that he wasn't crazy and doing what he does sometimes.
Right, right.
But I think most people looking past the occasional craziness and looking at the policies. And if we get tax reform, deregulation, and we haven't talked about infrastructure, that's going to be huge if that happens too. That's the fundamentals why the stock market's going up, why interest rates are rising in a good way, why consumer confidence is up. So it's a pretty good environment right now, Bill.
But his eyes on the ball, Jordan. I mean, he's saying things that America...
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, they kind of like to forget that, you know, because, you know, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. you know, let's take the let's take the whole proposition, you know, the Constitution out of consideration, and you can have all kinds of fun and frivolity and get yourself tied up in knots. But meanwhile, like I said, we've got some serious business to address to. But we want to, you know, waste away some time here. And let me tell you, I think the Democrats are doing the best they can to, you know, run the clock here. And, you know, let's stall everything so that maybe they can get a moment here to gather their thoughts and get their act together instead of, you know, coming to the issue and being solutions to the problems that we here in America are facing. But enough of that for just a moment. Can we have some fun? Can we get away from it all? Samantha Millsmau is with us. She's here on a Friday. Sam, thank you so much. Appreciate you being available.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here. Friday is my favorite day of the week, so it's the best day. It's a great day to give good news.
Well, absolutely. Well, Sam has been known as the Good News Girl. She reports on the most popular viral videos from the Internet. Let's go to the top of the list. What do you got for us?
Okay, so I don't know if you heard about this, but there's two little preschool boys down in or up in Kentucky, and one of them's black, one of them's white, but here's what's adorable about it, and this is why this story has gotten so popular. Mm-hmm. One of the little boys, Reddy, actually thought if he, or one of the little boys, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
Reddy is the one he was trying to look like. He wanted to get his haircut like his friend. The little white boy wanted to get his hair shaved to be like his friend Reddy, mm-hmm. and then they thought they could fool their teachers because they could not see the difference in the way they looked besides their haircut. It was the most adorable thing, and it's just taken off on the internet because, like, you know, prejudice is something that, you know, we're not born instinctively with, and right. I think that's why it became so popular. I mean, you know, his name was Jax Rosebush, and it's just become a really sensational story. I've seen it shared over and over again across the social media platforms and across the news, and I definitely suggest everybody take a look because these two boys are equally cute. You just couldn't see any cuter boys, but they're definitely trying to fool their teachers into thinking that they're twins. It's adorable. So
that is hysterical. Well, and go figure, right? I mean, but you know, it really just says a lot about the innocence of children. You know, when they first come together, it's not about, you know, it's not about the color of the skin. It's all that Dr. Martin Luther King had talked about in terms of the content of the character. And here's the genuineness of these two innocent kids. Isn't about skin color. It's about what's in the heart. And these two kids, they'll probably be friends forever, won't they?
I can't imagine them not being friends forever. They are just two of a kind. You know, you can even watch a video of him getting his haircut, and they're both there. It's like, I want Reddy's haircut. I want to look like Reddy. Let's do this. So
that
it was
is
really
hysterical. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I will remind you early here that you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, go to Sam's Corner. All these videos are there, and you can share them with your friends by all means. And let's go on to the next one. What's up next here?
Okay, so trips to Walmart can sometimes be something that people dread if money is tight or if you have a big family and you're just trying to get through and it's crowded and, you know, trips to any store.
Right.
But anyway, one casual trip to Walmart turned into a surprise for a Midland family whenever they got a blessing from one of the people who works there. Her name's Shardik Hassan, and she's a customer service manager at Walmart. And this is down in South Carolina. And whenever she saw this family of five come in, she just noticed that the mom was just, everything was crazy. And the mom's name is Jordan, and she just, it was a stressful day. She had a baby crying. She always worries about going to Walmart and having enough to pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so Charnice decides to pay for the groceries herself. She pays for $100 worth of groceries. She said it was like there was a little man, like God, on, like, just told her that she needed to pay for these people's groceries, and she paid $100. She took her own credit card out and just swiped it. And she said she's never done anything like that before. She didn't expect it to go viral, but she just felt called to do it. And, you know, the story's just been shared online over and over for very clear reasons. And like I said, this woman's name is Ashley Jordan down in South Carolina. It's really a great story. And, you know, is another story that crosses, like, racial barriers. You know, I think America is really, I don't think we're quite as divided as you would think by listening to the media. If you just watch people interacting from day to day, there's so much love in this country, and I just think stories like this absolutely show it.
Yeah, I I'm with you on it. I mean, certainly there are, there's pockets still of ignorance that are, that are demonstrated sadly in this country. But there are many cases like the stories that you're sharing with us that people are reaching out and have been there for people. I mean, hey, let's not forget. I mean, right now we've got more people on food stamps, unemployment. One in five people in this country, one in five households in this country have an adult that's not working right now. You know, wants to work, not working. So there's got to be a lot of pain here. But meanwhile, don't forget that we the people are investing in the futures and the hope that these people, who are affected, sadly by this rough economy, that they will get, a foot up, that they will, be able to turn things around for them, because we do invest our taxes. And on behalf of we the people, we have been there, since the birth of this nation. To be there for people. And I would say since the birth of the nation, and I'm talking informally, okay, there's been informal giving, kind of like what happened here at the Walmart and in other areas where people have said, hey, look, you're a fellow man going through this journey we call life, and you've hit a rough patch, and I'm there to help you out. And, I used to have a dear friend that would give me a bad time because I always felt that if somebody asked, you just gave.
That's right.
That's just me, and that's just the way, God has, has put it on my heart, not to worry about, hey, is somebody scamming, what are they doing, that kind of deal. It's like, hey, if you're going to ask, and I'm there, and the opportunity is there, I'll give to you, without question, because it's not my money anyway, the way I look at it.
That's right, and we can't take it with us. And, there's no telling how many lives you've impacted in a positive way doing mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, and I've had people. Hey, I'm stuck without gas. Hey, give me your address. I'll send you the money back. And I don't want that obligation, because you're not going to send me the money back. All right. So I'll just give you, here's the $20. Get some gas. Get home. And of course, if it's somebody with the age that is similar to one of my children, of course, I think, gosh, this could happen to one of my kids. I'd want, if some stranger was out there, I would want them to lend a hand to my own child, do this kind of deal. But no, don't give me don't even bother. Save the stamp. Hey, God bless you. Move on. Okay. Hey, next story. We get diverted here. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, this is actually a really interesting story. It's not necessarily your typical good news story. When Vicki Williams-Tillman saw police officers struggling on the side of the road, a couple weeks ago, she said that she didn't have time to think. She saw that the officer needed help. The officer was actually struggling with a suspect, and what happened was the suspect got a hold of the officer's baton and was really hurting him. So Vicki, this 56-year-old woman, decides to, pull over her car. She calls 911, and she jumps on the suspect's back, helping the officer. She ends up hurting her wrist in the process, but she's able to help the officer enough to get the suspect, pulled off, and another officer came up and helped, and they said there would have been a lot of different outcome if Vicki hadn't been there. It wasn't just that she... Can you imagine she pulled over, she's just gotten her coffee, she's on the side, she's driving to the shop, and she sees this officer in trouble and thinks, I'm just going to jump out, I'm going for it, I'm going to help this guy right
she's
now.
She's more upset with a perp because her coffee's getting cold. Are you kidding me? You made me pull over, my coffee's getting cold. What are you trying to do to me here? There's
what
priorities in life.
Woman.
Yeah, what
she's
are you doing?
Tough. I can't imagine, what that perp must have thought to have this woman, she's a classy lady, just running and jumping on his back. But good for her, what a hero. Because her safety just went to the back of her mind, and she put the officer's life as a priority. So
we're all in the same boat called life, and we're going through the journey together. Why not help one another? Sam, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you very quickly. Got about 10 seconds.
Okay, samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
Samantha Mills Mao, the Good News Girl. I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Ringing in the new year means making New Year's resolutions. While some aim to hit the gym more often or establish healthy eating habits, others resolve to make better financial decisions, especially after a season of holiday spending. Bank of America is encouraging greater financial control in the new year with its recently launched spending and budgeting tool, allowing consumers to easily see where their money is going and track their personal goals. The spending and budgeting tool provides mobile and online banking customers with spending history and trends, personalized budget recommendations, and financial education insights and tips. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
Empowering our customers to live smarter and simplified financial lives is at the core of everything we do. The new spending and budgeting tool provides our nearly 34 million digital banking customers with a personalized experience to help them start the new year with greater financial control and convenience.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Got a real treat for you. We're going to be giving you a chance to win tickets to the Shaq book DVD. I mean, it is a really cool package. And the way to do it is all you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You know how it works. Tell me you want to be in the running for it. We pull out your name. You got a pair of tickets to see the movie Shaq that is opening worldwide tonight. And also with it, we got a CD, the music score, you know, from the movie, terrific. And the book, of course, which has already sold some like over 22 million copies, most incredible. Well, John Bonnet is with us right now. His book, The Liberty Book, How Freedom Can and Will Be Won. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Oh, great. Thank you, Bill. How are you?
I said Bona. I meant Bona. Bona is the executive. He's the executive producer of documentary films entitled Monumental in Search of America's National Treasure and Unstoppable by Kirk Cameron. Hey, John, I'm doing great. And I've been looking forward to having you back on, and we can talk about the Liberty Book.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Well, especially now, because I think what happened, especially, you know, with the younger kids not quite understanding what liberty is all about, and what our founding fathers paid for that liberty, what patriots along the way have paid for liberty, Right now it is in question, no doubt. And I think that many Americans realize that, and they came out in record numbers in November.
Oh, no question. And, you know, there's many books out there cataloging government abuses, but the Liberty book really digs to the root of the problem. We're looking for solutions, mm-hmm. and we search the foundations of freedom in the Bible, you know, what they are and how to return to it. So the Liberty book really kind of takes us on a different path to kind of rediscover some of our sacred principles of liberty. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, as you said, there's endless opinions out there about a loss of our freedoms, even from our youth.
Mm-hmm.
And but the book is not advocating, you know, a call to arms or anything like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're asserting that liberty basically is only really derived from the Christian religion through Christ. And so the Liberty book is a Christian look, more or less, at what liberty is and how we can pursue it. You know, I was thinking of, I was at the NRB the other day in Orlando, the National Religious Broadcast.
I don't know how we missed each other, John, because I was there broadcasting live for 4 days.
Oh, I wish I would have seen you.
But, yeah.
It was a good attendance.
Yes.
But you notice what they had there about Martin Luther, the 500th year.
Yes, exactly.
Anniversary coming up in October 31st. Mm-hmm. You know, he said this. He said, one thing and only one thing is necessary for Christian life and freedom.
Yes.
That one thing is the Holy Word of God, the Gospel of Christ. And, you know, so when I seen that there, it really popped out and it stuck in my mind how important that is, that the Bible really tells us how to get our freedom.
Well, when you think about our founding fathers, what did they say about the Constitution, which really followed the pattern? We spoke with Bill Fetter there, and Bill's book about documenting 6,000 years.
Oh, my buddy. I was with Bill,
yes.
Too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love Bill. And, you know, his new book talking about 6,000 years of kings and despots and pharaohs and all the leaders and how good it is to be king. And if you can't be king, at least be close to the king,
exactly.
You know, all for favor. But the whole idea of the U.S. Constitution, which clearly has its roots from the Old Testament, no doubt
Isaiah
about it.
Oh, Isaiah 33:22, right.
Exactly. And right. So here it is, the people realize that in order for them to be effectual, they needed to be connected to God. And even our founding fathers, the early president, said this document, the U.S. Constitution, was designed for a people of morality. Well, you know, and I know what you're saying here, John, clearly, is morality comes from the Word of God. It doesn't come from people's opinions.
Ten
the standard
yeah.
is God. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you throw that out the door, you might as well throw out the U.S. Constitution. Is it any wonder the kids that are growing up today who are not taught about the Constitution in the halls or in the classrooms of academia, is it any wonder that this is starting to slide away? Because they do not understand, first of all, what liberty is and where it comes from.
That's true. You know, it really is. Like, to put it in layman's terms, liberty is all the good we could do under God's law. It's not a license to do anything we want. You know, I was talking with Bill Fetter at the NRB, and he wrote the foreword for our book, the Liberty book.
Right.
And we were talking about, it's interesting you mentioned that, because we were talking about where the story really began in the New Testament. In Nazareth, where the author of Liberty, Christ, gave his first sermon to his home synagogue, and it was really the beginning of his public ministry. He opened the scroll, as it shows there in the book of Luke chapter 4, to Isaiah 61, and he read the purpose of his coming. He detailed that he came to heal the brokenhearted and the blind and preach the gospel to the poor.
Right.
But when he came to the subject of liberty, he said he came to set the
captives
free.
Yes.
And then he repeated it a second time, saying he came to set those free that were in bondage. And, you know, when he finished reading, he sat down and he said something that was so profound. He said that the prophecy was fulfilled in their midst. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about that, the liberation of planet Earth began that day, and Christ unleashed this loving message of redemption that would bring the power and the principles of liberty to the world and America.
Exactly.
And so people need to understand, especially young people, our freedom doesn't come from the government. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many people tell me that. And in the final end, it really can't even be taken away by the government. Some believe liberty is a gift from civil government and should be controlled by them. And frankly, many government officials agree with this, and they're slow to help us against these accumulating abuses. you know, they agree that liberty comes from the government or could be limited by their authority.
Yeah, but, that's because they ignore the Constitution that clearly says it comes from God.
Right. And the very people appointed to protect our freedom, then at that point they're violating our trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends that work in the government. I remind them, I said, if you hold an office and you no longer serve the people but oppress them or lie to them or trick them or connive them, you're contending with Scripture. If you're saying you're a Christian, you contend with Scripture and our founding documents.
Right. Well, John, what you touched on, and I want to really focus on and drill a little bit deeper here, because what you put into perspective here is nothing, it isn't any different than the law of gravity. It exists. There are defined boundaries that God has designed within this universe that if you violate the rules, like the law of gravity, and you decide, hey, I'm going to jump off the roof, well, when you hit the ground, it's going to hurt. You may break something, depending on how up, high up you are. You know, those are there. And what happens is then you're in bondage. You're not, you have the freedom, but what do you choose to do with that freedom? Now you choose to violate the law, you're going to pay the consequences. But the whole idea of freedom was so that you could realize your full intended godly potential. If you deny that, then you are in bondage, because you either are free or you're in bondage. And today in America, you look over the landscape, John Mona, and you tell me where this country, where there's not demonstration of bondage at every turn, whether you want to talk about homosexuality, you want to talk about the confusion over bathrooms, you want to talk about what's happening in our families, the family dynamic, how that has been greatly attacked, the fruit that this country is living under. You know, we've killed almost 60 million babies. You tell me that is freedom? You know,
well,
so you either are or you're not.
Exactly. You said it very well. And that's the battle of the centuries in all nations. Will we be slaves or will we be free people? And what is it that unchains slaves? What is it that makes free people free? Let's ask the question. And those are things that I think we need to really look at it. Look at any person that really enjoys freedom is one that will resist the power of slavery or tyranny.
Exactly.
And often that time person has to work against oppression by seeking justice in the court, even on the battlefield. And today at the local level from unjust taxation.
Exactly. Well, it goes on and on, doesn't it, John? And we're going to get into it a little bit more with John Bonas. Stay with us. The Liberty Book, How Freedom Can and Will Be Won. This is Bill Martinez at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Corbin, are you?
Pray you.
And now,
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you? Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here? The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us.
That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay. Now playing in theaters.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accu-Check and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I will remind you once again, we got a neat package of things to give away. You know, The Shack is going to be out in theaters starting tonight. A lot of excitement about that. And as we were talking with Lauren Kitchen Stewart, you know, very optimistic. Hopefully, I haven't seen the movie. I've seen the trailer. It looks good. Excited to see it. I know it's going to be a great show, but meanwhile, we've got some really neat packages to give away absolutely free. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me, you know the drill, like we've done before. Hey, you want to be in the hopper, we'll put you in the hopper, pull your name. You can get two free tickets to the movie. We've got a CD of the soundtrack and a copy of the book, Good Fun Stuff. It's all one package, comes together, boom, we'll ship it to you. But you got to send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. John Bona is with us. His book, Liberty Book, How Freedom Can and Will Be Won. He's the executive producer of documentary films entitled Monumental, In Search of America's National Treasure, and Unstoppable by Kirk Cameron. How good was it to work with Kirk, John?
Oh, it was great, Bill. He's a great guy, yeah, great family man, and we just hit it off. You know, the first day we met, we smoked a cigar together. And he's just a great American, and I love him. I hope he does more movies. I hope I could work with him on another film. We were talking about it. And just a great guy.
Well, he is, and what you see is what you got. I've talked to him a couple times myself. I've enjoyed it, very genuine, and here he is in the belly of the beast in Hollywood trying to make a career, do right by his family, hold to his principles. You know, people initially made fun of him when he came out saying, hey, look it, I believe in Jesus. And, of course, you know, and we were talking about this the other day, you know, speaking of being at NRB, is that for the first time in my life, John, I don't know about you, is that the name Jesus seems to be a little bit more palpable than the name Donald Trump these days.
Yeah. Well, and that's good to hear. You know, we should not be ashamed of the gospel or the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right.
And he is the foundation of our book, the Liberty Book, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about the precious value of life or education or government, whatever it is, mm-hmm. he's there. He's at the foundation of all those good things.
Well, all these things, all these issues of life and the problems we're dealing with here, John, or that we're being confronted with, they all, as you say, they all come to that crossroads of liberty or enslavement, life or death. You know, here we are with, you know, we mentioned, you know, talking with Dr. Alveda King and Father Pavone and you know, another director for Priest for Life, and her name escapes me, and please, if she's listening, forgive me. But delightful people, and they were just, at Father Pavone, and she was at Margaret McCorvey's funeral.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which is a great story right there.
You know, I know,
right?
Flip Benham baptized her. And, you know, Alveda understands that if the foundation of freedom, liberty, is destroyed, then injustice steps in and it takes the lives away of the people. That's where you have abortion, you know, the unborn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the scripture that really grabbed me was the one where God, right in the beginning, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, you know, male and female. So the biblical conclusion of life rests on the idea that God created humans in his own image. That's something we need to not forget. And if he did, that should undergird our conviction about the precious value and the dignity of all people. It doesn't matter what race you are, protecting all people from injustice. So that means that we should, humans should be of high value. If they're high value in God's eyes, they should be in high value in our eyes, and we should hold each other in high value.
Yeah, as one person said, keeping in mind the idea that we're made in his image, he said, I never met a mere mortal.
There you go.
Is that profound? Yeah.
You know, that's the hope for liberty. And you know, the second building block that we talk about in our book would be Apostle Paul. You mentioned this earlier, that the mindset on the spirit is life, as opposed to the mindset on sin is where that's enslavement.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul's making it clear that the mindset on the spirit is life, as opposed to the human mindset on the flesh. And so, you know, there's no other true foundation for liberty. Sin and death enslave every person as a natural condition. And unless you come out of that, you know, if you have a society dominated by people who are not free themselves, right?
Right.
They can't help set at liberty the captives or defend their lives of the unborn. They're not going to.
Exactly.
And, you know, I had a lady, I got to tell you this, right at the NRB, I had a lady say to me, she says, well, you know, I'm for a woman's right to choose and you're anti-choice. And I told her, I said, well, you're actually saying to me that you're showing me that you're really enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
You're not free yourself.
Exactly.
If you're for death. And the scripture says, right, all those that love death hate God.
Right.
I mean, that's a compelling scripture.
Well, it is quite the mirror to put back in someone's face. But the deal is, see, if I'm aggressive like that, John, and I'm holding to that kind of doctrine, it doesn't get to what we said in the last segment, and that's the truth. If you be at the foundation of all this, of freedom and everything, as Jesus himself said, he is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the truth. In fact, he was right before Pontius Pilate himself, and Pontius Pilate was so mired in the gray areas of life and being so enslaved, he goes, what is the truth? He is standing before the truth, the very thing I believe that Pontius Pilate wanted to know and yearn for, and it's right before his eyes. He can't see it.
That was incredible. Yeah, and that's the difference between Christianity and every other religion, frankly. Mm-hmm. Christianity is based upon truth.
Exactly.
Everlasting truth, and that's what makes it so unique. Mm. It's why Christ is so unique, because he is the way, the truth, and the life.
You can't be free without truth.
No.
How are you free? It doesn't work, you know, based on what we were talking about before, because there are immutable laws within the universe, within God's design. As he told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? This is the voice, the admonishment to his creation that has echoed through the millennia. You do right, it will go well for you. If it's not going well for you, then you need to stop a moment and consider the road that you're on. And where you deviated, and connect with that God-given imprint that he put within your very spirit that gives you that, oh yeah, undeniable moment that you know, wow, I've come in contact with the truth. How can I deny that?
Well, and that's it. You know, there was a guy named Dr. Gordon Clark. We talked about him in the Liberty book in the life section. And he said something to the effect that the controversy between those who consider life sacred, like we do, mm-hmm. and those who kill babies is not a controversy between two systems of ethics. As if we had one system and the abortionists, the secularists, the atheists had a different system. He said, the point is they cannot have any system of ethics at all.
Yes.
And I go, well, that's compelling.
Yes, it is. You know, I want to rewind for just a moment. With all due respect, I mentioned the executive director of Priests for Life, Janet Morano, was with Father Pavone.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
And I want to make sure that I did say Norma McCorvey, because she was the one that came to Christ, and Father Pavone worked with and discipled her. She became a Catholic, and to her dying breath, John, she wanted to do everything she can to free herself of that identification of Jane Roe.
Mm.
And
she came to the point in her life, which is wonderful, that where she understood that humans are made in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it directed her understanding to understand the precious value of life. And in the case of abortion, she believed eventually that a child made in the image of God, it's morally despicable to kill that child.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was great that that happened in her life. And by the way, a friend of mine, Flip Benham, is the one who baptized her.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, you mentioned that. And the other thing, too, and a lot of people may not realize this, is the very child that was in question to be aborted went on to be born. The child was not aborted. And went on to be born, and I don't know where that child is right now, and I don't know about her story, but that's one that begs to be reported on.
Well, and the other thing we need to remember is that Christ offered redemption mm-hmm. in heaven to all, only to humans made in his image. It separates us from all other creatures, including the turtles, the birds, and everything else. And so unborn and partially born babies have immense value.
Yes.
And frankly, I don't know how to say this in a nice way, Bill. I know some people like to make it cuddly, but any person that destroys what God has deemed of eternal value, a human being, I don't know how you're held innocent. I mean, unless you repent and turn back.
Right.
But
well,
you're,
and this
that
is what's
person
happening.
Is
this
breaching is the established moral bounds that you were talking about earlier, the laws of God that don't change.
Right, they're immutable.
Yeah,
and the thing is, John, what's happening, see, this is why people are turning away. They finally have been confronted with the truth, and like for Norma McCorvey and so many others have realized, and we talked in depth about this with Janet as well and Father Pavone, is the injury, the bondage, the entrapment, the enslavement that they carry with them throughout their lives. Do you think God looks down on his creation and sees and that they're enslaved and they're in bondage like this? Do you think that this doesn't break his heart? I mean,
well,
it broke his heart enough that he sent his own son
yes.
to come here and resolve that issue, right?
Well, and that's it. And we're all naturally enslaved. We started out that way to sin. The only cure is supernatural.
Right.
And that salvation through Christ the Lord is a release from slavery.
Right.
And it only comes from outside this world. It isn't going to come from anything else.
Well, I will say, John, the confirmation that we are born into sin is probably indicative of maybe the first word that we say as a child, mine.
Mm.
Mine. You know, just that mere word is an indication, I believe, of our enslavement. John Bona on Bill Martinez Live. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate it. Thank you for all you do.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer.